BBC News. President Trump has described the gassing of dozens of people during an air raid in northern Syria as an affront to humanity, and that it had very much changed his attitude towards President Bashar al-Assad. Western powers have blamed Mr. Assad's government for the attack on Tuesday in the town of Khan Sheikhoun. Moscow insists that Damascus shouldn't be blamed. One of President Trump's closest advisers, his chief strategist Steve Bannon, has been removed from his position on the U.S. National Security Council. Mr. Bannon's appointment had prompted widespread criticism. Before he joined the Trump team, he was executive chair of the controversial right-wing news website Breitbart. A South Sudanese rebel group has called for an investigation into what it says was the murder of innocent civilians by government troops in the small town of Pajok. An army spokesman reportedly denied that his troops had attacked civilians, saying they had been fighting rebels in the area. A former Nigerian oil minister and three election officials have been charged with money laundering. The ex-minister, Diazani Alison Madueke, has been accused of bribing the officials before the 2015 elections. She was not present to enter a plea, but has earlier rejected accusations about corruption. Poland's top administrative court says the government can take over the newly opened Second World War Museum. The government has complained that the exhibition in Gdansk portrays the conflict from a global perspective and will merge it with another museum which focuses on Polish history. South Africa's Constitutional Court has rejected an attempt by the government to keep a ban on the domestic trade in rhino horn. Rhino breeders have argued that legalising the trade could cut the number of rhinos killed, as rhino horns can be sawn off anaesthetised live animals. However, many conservationists disagree. BBC News.